but not too unfamiliar. You know, I grew up in San Diego, so very familiar with the AFC West and a little bit what it's about. So excited. I mean, the rivalries in the game of football are what make it so special at every level. And for us at the NFL level, it's these division games, and they all kind of have their unique relationship, each one of the four teams. And I'm excited for this, you know, and obviously playing a lot of football in the Bay Area, close to Oakland. I'm pretty familiar with them as well, being in the area. So excited for it, pumped.
Alex, Solomon Wilcott said the other day on NFL Network, he called you a game manager. Do you look at that as kind of like a cringe and go,
yeah. At this point, no, I don't pay any attention to that stuff. You know, when I was younger, I probably would have let it get to me a little more. At this point, they can call me whatever they want. Just trying to get wins.
So many new guys on this team. Did the team here need to educate you guys a little bit about this rivalry some?
A little bit, yeah. Found out this morning. Haven't won at home here against Oakland since 2006, I think. So, like to get that changed. And still finding out more and more what this is like. Yep.
Have you looked back at any of those games and preparing for this game, Chiefs and Raiders from previous years? I mean, that's hard to believe. Team's coming the sixth straight time.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. It is hard to believe. Looked at it a little bit last year's game, you know, with the same guys they have there. But that's about it.
Yeah. What'd you see?
For me, I was just watching more of the football stuff. But no question, you can see the it's a physical game always, but you can see when these games become a little personal, the energy goes up, the physicality goes up, and you can see that on film.
Alex, you guys haven't lost, but Jamal has the agony of defeat. Any words of wisdom, any way you can help the poor guy? I mean,
I already gave it to him. Yeah, I mean, as a quarterback, I've had my fair share of blisters. Nothing to look like his, though. You kind of try to develop your own little secrets to get through him. He's got to find his own. Yeah.
What's yours?
Tape straight to him. Yeah, cut him out, tape straight to him. Spray the sticky stuff on. Tape straight to him. It usually works for me.
What does his feet look like? Everybody keeps talking about how crazy his feet look.
You should go get a picture of it.
All right, I will. But
he's hiding them.
How much growth have you seen in AJ Jenkins' knowledge of the playbook since he came in?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's done a great job, coming in late and digging in. And, he's a guy that, at the receiver position, you kind of have to know all those spots, because all those guys get moved around. And I think he's done a great job of being prepared, when his number is getting called, that he does know what he's doing out there, and he can go out and execute it at a high level.
Can you imagine Don Tari Poe, like the fridge, just from the one-yard line, falling into the end zone?
Sounds good to me, yeah.
I mean, he said he might lobby for that. Would you be welcoming?
I'm not stopping him, no, yeah.
I don't think anybody can.
yeah, who knows? Who knows? You never know.
How much do you appreciate from the defense? I'm sorry.
I mean, I appreciate not only the defense, but, special teams. I mean, this is quarterbacks get a lot of attention when you win in, and same when you're losing. But in the end, it's such a team game, and I think that's what makes it so great and so popular. For me as a quarterback, I depend on so many people, not just the 10 guys in the huddle with me on offense, but, yeah, the defense, the special teams. We all lean on each other. And the way defense is playing right now, really special. So it's great to have.
Apart from the blisters, can you describe what kind of wear and tear beating Jamal Charles takes, or running back who touches the ball as much as he does and gets, made contact with so many times in a ball game? I mean, the wear and tear of the
quarterback. Yeah, it's such a physical position in the NFL. I mean, especially for a guy like Jamal that's basically in there every game situation. A lot of backs aren't like that. They aren't out there on third downs. They aren't out there in short yardage. They aren't out there on goal line. They aren't out there on first and second down regular personnel. So. He's so special that he can do it all, tool-wise, so that he is out there in all those situations. And durability, no question, for a back in the NFL. I mean, it's a big part of it. He's done a great job of that. Part of that's taking care of your body. And I think the longer you're in this league, the better you get at it.
Anything else?
Is that,
last one, go ahead, Joe.
You mentioned Jamal's out there all the time. Pass blocking, is he generally?
I think he's done a great job. Yeah, I mean, it's tough to say for anything that's gone on in the past, but this year I think he's done a great job of it. Really taking a lot of pride in it when he is called upon. Done a great job really stepping up and setting the tempo. I think that's kind of one of those things. You put that out there on film a couple times that you're willing to step up and be physical. I think it really slows those guys down.